Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Smirsh, Nash, Smirsh, what's the difference? Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, plenty of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Proud to be in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Great people, great professionals, great product, great service department. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. This hasn't happened since 1978.
Wolf with Goundy on his back. Referee counting out. He's got 3 points posted. Wolf steps to the side. He's got the cradle.
He's got to reposition himself. There. Yeah. Now it's a little better.
Yeah, he gets across. Referee down looking. And he pins him. 3:26, the time of the fall. And that'll be the end of the match. A final score, 50-21. The Seals Grove Seals break the streak after 42 years defeating the Seals Grove Seals.
Seals Grove in wrestling beat Shikellamy for the first time in 42 years. Wow. Steve Williams with the call last night. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. How about that? 42 years.
Yeah. Big one.
Ooh, wow. Well, they feel good about that. They are forever going to be the ones that broke the streak. Ah. All right. AFC NFC Championship games this weekend. Penn State basketball this weekend. Go back to what I said yesterday about basketball. Just go out and play. You know, sometimes I've always said one of the worst things you can do in anything is act like you have something to lose. Okay? And you can become very protective because you're trying not to lose something. Just go play. Lamar Stevens, Mike Watkins, Seth Lundy. It's like out there in the playground in Philadelphia. Go play. I know they've already sold more than 14,000 tickets for tomorrow. That I do know. They've already sold more than 14,000. Now, what role the weather plays in attendance tomorrow, we'll see. And Ohio State is really good. They hit a bad patch. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows whether Dwayne Washington and Luther Muhammad are playing. They were suspended for the Nebraska game. They were in the building. They sat in the locker room the entire time during the game. They weren't on the bench, but they sat in the locker room the entire time. I've got them on the card as if they're going to play, but I've got them both coming off the bench because I think if they're going to play, they're not going to start. We don't know about that. Caleb Wesson has been a good inside-outside guy all year. He has always had the propensity for wanting to shoot the three. Well, he shoots the three, and not only that, he's good at it. His brother Andre is having his best season of his career. DJ Carton has added a lot at guard. The transfer from Florida State, CJ Walker, has been very good. And Kyle Young is the key to the entire group. He leads them in rebounding. He does not lead in scoring or anything like that, but he is the junkyard dog that everybody needs. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Gets in there, sets the screen, gets rebounds, gets offensive rebounds, runs interference for Caleb Wesson. He's a good player. Penn State's at home, though. You got to, you know, look, I've said once, I've said 100 times, Dick Girardi, same thing. We strongly feel Penn State is a really good basketball team this season. Right? Now you've got to go out and help yourself. They got help from Alabama the other night. They beat Auburn. They got help from Georgetown the other night. They beat Creighton. Now Penn State has to go out and help itself. Ohio State's 9 in the KenPom rankings. Well, go help yourself. I know they're ranked 21st in the country, but they're 9th in the analytics. Go help yourself. You're at home. Beat them. Just go play. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Just be the team that works harder and play. Sounds simple, but this is a talk show. We make everything simple. It's one of the goals of this show. This is something Brooke should learn from us. Like, you know, when in doubt, just make it really simple.
I think she has definitely taken that to heart.
Oh. I mean, like, if you go back and you talk to middle management, he tries to complicate everything. When in reality, everything's simple. Anybody that sits you and gives you a long speech when they sit you down, and they say, hey, look, you know, it's this and this and this and this and this and this. Hey, no need to justify your job. It actually is simple. Just go do it. This isn't calculus. So I actually have on my syllabus for my students about attending class. I put down, why do you want to miss this class? It's not calculus.
I second that.
Let's come in, have some fun. Yeah, I mean, this is the candy store jobs. And Michigan will play Iowa tonight. Michigan State plays Wisconsin tonight. Wisconsin. So those are the games coming up tonight. The Senior Bowl's next week. The Senior Bowl has been trying to encourage Joe Burrow to go. First of all, there's no way on the planet Joe Burrow should pick up a football and do anything down there at all. Right? And you know I'm a major proponent of, I'm sick and tired of hearing people shouldn't play this or shouldn't play that. Right? You know, you're on a team, play. Senior Bowl and his situation is a bit different. And the reason it is a bit different is quite simple. He just played Monday night. Yeah, most of the other guys, I mean, everybody else in the Senior Bowl is playing in this game. I mean, they're trying to showcase themselves, and they haven't been in the spotlight for a couple of weeks. If that, some even longer than that. Joe Burrow just played Monday night. And it actually would behoove him, since his season is over with, to not even pick up a ball for the game. But the Bengals, I believe the Bengals happen to be one of the coaching staffs working the game. I would recommend to Joe Burrow, say, hey, why don't you go down? Just be there, go in the meetings, talk with them, get a feel for them, then get a feel for you and go from there. Yeah. Playing? No. It's not a question that you have nothing to prove. You just played Monday night. And that's what's happened with the calendar, is that instead of this game being played on, say, the 7th or the 8th, and then 3 weeks later you're playing the Senior Bowl, it's a case of you playing on Monday night and 12 days later is the Senior Bowl. And that makes no sense for a guy like Joe Burrow to be in that. I mean, no sense. It makes sense for everybody else to be there. Anyway, I think it would take a lot for the Bengals not to pick him first overall. Athens, Ohio kid, Heisman Trophy winner, dude can play. It's what the Bengals need right now. I mean, they need all of that. And the Senior Bowl is in Mobile next week. What I wish they would do with the Senior Bowl is this. And I don't know how you do this. But I would like to see an underclassman combine. At some point that takes place in a weekend. To give these guys a better idea of whether they should be in the draft or not. Today, by the way, I believe is the last day to enter your name into the draft. And then you've got this grace period that lasts until Monday where you finalize your decision. In other words, you can go through the weekend. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm pulling my name out. You can do that. But I think today's the last day you actually put your name in. I don't know if it's by 5 o'clock today, 4 o'clock today. I don't know if there was a time frame. There usually is a time frame on it. Usually with the NFL, 4 o'clock is like a magic hour that you have to have your name in for the draft. And it seems on the surface like there are more names of underclassmen than ever before as the trend continues in that direction. The way everything is structured in the NFL, and again, this is an NFL deal here. You tell you, college football and college basketball really have little control over this, if any. The draft rule in the NFL is reasonable, 3 years out of high school. It's reasonable. Nothing wrong with that. But here's the part that's critical. After your fourth year in the league, you then can go after your second contract. You're in one form or another, you have some leverage. Which means that if you are a redshirt sophomore, you might be 21 or maybe even as young as 20 years of age. You're looking at maybe getting that second contract at 25 or 24. At least that's what you're hoping. As opposed to being a fifth-year senior, where now maybe you're not getting that second contract until you're 27. Now, are you going to get the second contract? As I've said many times on the show, as you know, Matt, if you're a first through third round pick, you really have to play your way, quote, out of the league.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right? And because there are going to be general managers that have staked their reputation on picking you in those spots. Thus, you have to prove them wrong. They're going to give you every chance to succeed. If you're rounds 4 through 7 or a free agent, you have to play your way into the league. You have to play your way in. Where through pure performance, somebody says, I don't care what round you're drafted in, you're getting another contract. You proved it. You're not going to catch as many breaks to get there, but you prove it, they'll give it to you. Because they want players. My problem is the guys that you just know are not going to get picked. And you see them put their name in, you're like, oh, you're not going to get picked. Now, I know school's not for everybody. At least that's what the suit says. Oh, that's a different topic. School isn't for everybody. I got that. And school's more difficult. Some guys will freely admit over the 40 years I've been here, they were at school because they wanted to play football. They're at school because they wanted to play basketball. Not everybody. Most of them want the full experience. The vast majority want the full experience. But let's be realistic here. Some are like, well, I'm just here to play hoops, here to play football, whatever. The epidemic is in basketball, where more and more and more put their names in. And you'll see there are 136 underclassmen entered for the NBA draft. Here in the back, you know there are only 60 spots, right? That means more than half of you are guaranteed to not be drafted. That's what I've always found interesting about that. Like, the numbers tell you whether you're going to be picked or not. Well, you know, now these guys all have confidence they're going to get picked. I got that. They all believe they're going to get picked. They have a lot of confidence in their own ability. But you need, I mean, that there needs to be a better understanding that when the NFL or the NBA gives you that draft grade, they are not trying to recruit you. Please, please come to Green Bay. We'll make you a first-round pick. Be a Packer. No. These guys are independent. They're scouts. It's their job to be as close to right as possible because the league needs you to be right. The league needs these guys to be right. In the end, though, the player makes their own decision. I think LSU just had, what, seven guys announced they're going pro? But, of course, they waited until the national championship game. I don't blame them. Georgia's got a boatload of guys turning pro. A lot. Everybody expected Alabama to have a lot, but Alabama also had a couple guys surprised and say they were coming back, including Najee Harris. Ohio State actually had fewer going to the draft than I thought they would. You know, Chase Young's going, J.K. Dobbins is going, Jeffrey Okuda's going. But what really struck me for Ohio State happened to be the linemen that all said they were staying. Wyatt Davis, Myers the center, Thayer Munford, they're all staying. Sean Wade's staying in the secondary, too. And obviously Penn State has a long list of guys that have already said they're staying. Michael Mennett, Will Fries, Pat Freiermuth.
And this was reported earlier, Steve. Travis Etienne Jr. from Clemson, he's actually going to stay at Clemson, which I found a little bit surprising. And Thompson Ross, the Randy Moss's son, the tight end for LSU, he is declared for the 2020 draft.
Yeah. You know how many touchdown catches Moss had going into the national championship game of the season? Two. I'll say this in terms of size. Randy's son has some pretty good size to him.
Absolutely.
He does have that. Running backs, you know what? For the most part on running backs, like Dobbins is going, for the most part on running backs, I'm not surprised when they say they're going to stay. There's been such a change in the running back position in the NFL that for every Saquon Barkley, Zeke Elliott, maybe even Derrick Henry. I mean, let's face it. Look at the running backs in the championship games. Derrick Henry of Tennessee. Okay. Jones with the Packers, Aaron Jones. But let's be honest about it. Don't you feel like that's an interchangeable part there? Hey, look at San Francisco. Good running backs. Raheem Mostert. Out of Purdue. Speed, good player. But did I sit there when he was playing at Purdue and playing against Penn State? Did I say, hey, he is going to star on his team? No, I thought he'd be an NFL player, he'd be good. But they run running backs in and out all the time. And Kansas City, I mean, Williams is now their tailback, but I mean, how many of you even heard of him until he got to Kansas City? It's really, I think, really interesting how the NFL does view the running back spot these days. It's still important, but there seems to be that interchangeable parts feeling in certain organizations, not all. mean, a guy like Barkley or Miles Sanders, Barkley's a generational player, and the Giants knew it. They picked him, right? The Eagles got Miles Sanders. Second round, though, it was a big pick for them. Travis Etienne is a really good player. But, like, he and Najee Harris, there's a part of me that's not surprised they're going back. Well, we'll be back in a moment. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none. Hey, stock up. Weather's moving in. Lots of football this weekend. You just want to sit back in the comfort of your own home, look around and go, yep, I'm fully stocked. I went to Brewers Outlet. It's important to take good advice. And we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio. The pros, pros. I don't care whether it's in sales or service. The pros, pros. Sales, service, and product. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And now, MASH gets to meet the king.
We met before. Hey, how's that Red Sox thing going for you?
I think it's going great. They got a trophy, and not only that, they've got a great video department.
That is clear.
We found out how good their video department is.
Yeah, they're really good at it, huh?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Want a job?
Oh, my goodness. It's just... The whole thing's a disgrace. The whole thing's a disgrace.
Heard how they were transferring signals? The trash can? Altuve had like an electronic device taped to him that they would buzz him when it was a curveball. Is that true?
I don't know. I know this stuff is coming out in bits and pieces. All I know is that for Major League Baseball, it is currently a daily nightmare.
Yeah.
Because I mean, as I said earlier, this has been about as bad a week as a professional sports organization, NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball can have. Everything's awful bad, and then next week is the Hall of Fame ballot, and they'll announce that on Tuesday. Which will be a combination of, again, and this will be whether anything happened this week or not, it's going to be a combination of celebration, Derek Jeter should be unanimous, and controversy again. Let's talk about the Bonds and Clemens thing. Did either one make it? Did one make it, not make it? Did they both not make it? Well, again, what will be brought up? Oh, the PED era. Right then,
he's
out there.
Pete Rose said, that's worse than what I did.
Wrong-o, Pete. Sorry, but you're not right. And then there is the fact that it's not over, because then they have to announce the results of the Red Sox investigation.
Yeah.
And when they announce the results of that, it'll be another, like, here we go again. And then...
Well, they did a vote on WEEI in Boston, a poll. Yeah. Who do you trust more, the Patriots or the Red Sox? They picked the Patriots. By 90%.
The winner were the Bruins.
Well, the Bruins won. If you're a Boston franchise right now, whole country hates you. I mean, they're just waiting for the next shoe to fall, you know?
But what's interesting about this is that when you read the report, there are concerns that 7 or 8 other teams also were doing this.
Really?
Well, before you get fat and happy on the farm about your team, whomever it may be, don't get too fat and happy about it because your team may be one of the 7 or 8. And that's just the whole thing is a mess. I mean, the Astros, nailed. The Red Sox in the process right now of getting nailed, and justifiably so. And then don't get all like, hell, yeah, see, they got it. Don't get too happy about they got it because you guys may get it next. This is a very extensive thing. You don't think just two teams came up with a scheme, do you? No.
I don't know. I don't think the Yankees did.
Well, see,
only
here's,
because
well, here's
for the only
issue,
reason
though.
They're the Yankees. And they'd be too easy to catch.
Well, here's the issue, though. The issue today is so many players move around.
And players moving around. It's the players who exposed it. I don't know what these guys were thinking, but with free agency and trades, these guys go to another team, they're going to squawk.
Well, it's not
say,
just
hey,
squawk, but it's actually
the pitches, you know?
It's actually hilarious. You read the report, it's actually the players that came up with the idea. See, the players came up with the idea. See, that's what's interesting about the report.
What's his name? The manager of the Red Sox. He was behind most of it.
No, he was like, hey, this is great. Let's do more. And Hinch didn't want to do it. But it was actually the players. See, that's where Beltran comes in.
Yeah.
The players are the one that came up with a lot of this. And then they got help.
So if the players came up with it, why aren't the players taking the fall for it? Why are it's management and everybody taking the fall?
Because management knew about it and didn't look at them and say, hey, look, the rule says you can't do it. Get out of here.
So why don't they go after the players who did it?
Oh, we don't want to go after the players.
Why?
Are you going to suspend all of them?
Well, anyone involved, why not? If all the players knew who was doing it, they could walk pretty easy.
I think, though, with the players, I think what you're looking for is immunity. And then you talk.
I think they're afraid of the players' union.
Oh, you got that right. Guess what? I think they're afraid of the players' union.
And guess what? The players that go on strike.
Guess what? Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora, AJ Hinch, and Jeff Luhnow. Guess what? They're not members of a union. They are management. They can nail management all they want. The players with the union, hard to touch.
That union is so strong. You're right. You can't touch them. So it's unfortunate. I mean, it is the worst form of cheating I've ever heard of. I mean, now you go back to Tom Brady and Aaron of football. You know, you're like, okay.
This is cheating. You know what?
If a Major League Baseball player knows what pitch is coming, oh my gosh, that's a huge, huge advantage. You know, and that's an unfair advantage. Yeah. The poor Dodgers, right in the middle of all of it. We would have won.
For all we know, they may have been doing it too. They might have been.
I don't know.
Now here's the other part I'll say about that. Is that, let's just take the Red Sox as an example. Because I think Houston won at home at the end. The Red Sox actually won the last two at Yankee Stadium, won the last three in Houston, and then won 2 out of 3 at Los Angeles. So, in other words, they were on the road and, quote, would not have had the advantage that they talk about with the buzzing system. That was always done at home.
Oh, it's only done at home?
I believe the only way they could have done it was at home. They can't do it on the road because they don't have access to it.
Yeah, but in today's technology, can't you, you know, people find a way?
You can talk to a little box
in your room at your house and order stuff, you know, smart TVs and all the different technology there is.
But enough of your own personal situation. Let's get back to baseball.
No. I don't have any of that crap.
I'm joking. I'm kidding.
I barely have a cell phone. I struggle with that. So anyway, congratulations. Right, Matt? I don't think there's any way any of us can catch Steve. I think you won.
It's about time. I've only done the show for 8 years, going on nine. finally got one. Now, in the bowl thing, how did the bowl thing turn out with the LSU-Clemson thing?
I think I won by 1 point because I never heard back from Sean, and I got to go by the numbers I have. I've gone through it three times, and the numbers I have are correct. I've got every week, every game, and it's all correct. So I won the bowl by 1 point. So even though I took Clemson. So I was up by two going into the Clemson game. Right. I wouldn't have taken Clemson if I had. But.
So the suit has been dethroned.
Yes.
Oh, that's all that matters. That's the only parade I want. Okay, now we got...
I got a nice text from him. So he's... He conceded victory. So,
well, that's
I think
nice.
All
I'm sure
y'all came in tied first. Everyone came in tied for second. Matt, we gave you a 2-point bonus for having a baby on New Year's.
Yes, I was told. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, now that gets you back in the game, man.
So, everybody, I was 1 point ahead of you four guys. So, I
well
won by
done.
One measly point. And, Steve, you are up by a lot because I just made idiot picks last week and. But I went for it. I went for the win.
You did. That's the only way you can do it. Way you can. All right,
so
we'll take a break.
I was 1-4. Mash, you were 4-1. Steve, you were 4-1. So there is a game still going on here for second place.
That's right. And we're going to get to those picks in a moment. We're going to take our break right here and come back with the picks in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. And, Kevin, we're going to have a little... Okay, we've got Matt here, but our intern, Brooke, this is her last day. She's made great contributions here. We're going to allow her to make picks, too, because she has earned the right to. All right?
This is a big
all
deal.
All set, Brooke?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, it is. Yeah, see, she's set. Listen to how confident she sounds. Now let's go over to Matt. Matt, no confidence at all, but that's okay.
Hey, I'm just trying to build off last week. Last week was my best week so far.
Okay, you do know there's only three games left. All right, so...
mathematically, we're out of it, Matt.
It's all right. I'm battling for second now.
But you're getting better.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
this is what I got for records. Steve, you're 76-45. Mash, you're 71-50. And I'm 72-49. So, unless I'm totally... I'll let Mash go first, and I'll pick whoever he picks. Nah, I won't do that. That's why it got so close. I make dumb picks. I go for it. Who cares? So,
that's good.
Okay,
you did the right thing.
Yep.
All right. Okay. What do we got?
Okay, so we got AFC Championship first. We'll start with Brooke. Titans, Chiefs at 3:05. Brooke, who you got?
I'm taking Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City. Well, I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. 50 years later, they make the Super Bowl again.
Kev, who you got?
Tennessee.
Oh!
There you go. He's going to go with the running game.
I think he just beats you to death. So
I had a feeling you were going to pick Tennessee. I'm going Kansas City myself. I just think, Steve, you talked about it earlier with how Tennessee, the way they won that game in Baltimore, how they've won most of their games, it's been exclusively through the running game. You're going to have to throw way over 100 yards to beat Kansas City. If they get out to a lead, sure, maybe they can play that way. They'll definitely try to play ball control, but I just don't think they can keep up with Kansas City, especially the way they scored 41 unanswered last week. So I got KC.
Good pick.
All right. Next, we got the NFC Championship game at 6:40. Green Bay at San Francisco. Let's start with Kev.
San Francisco.
No question.
I don't know. Green Bay is just like living on the edge. They haven't played well, but they win. San Francisco looks really tough.
How about you, Steve?
They're going to be good in the Super Bowl.
Well, since I have it in the bag, I'm going to go totally with my heart. I'm picking the Green Bay Packers.
Attaboy.
All right. Let's go with Brooke here real quick. Let's go with Brooke.
I choose Green Bay.
Ooh, okay. We got two for Green Bay.
There you go, Brooke. All right.
All right.
I'm going to get my butt kicked this week. Watch me go 0-2.
Well, I'm with you there. I'm going San Francisco here.
All right. Thank you.
As I said before during the open of the show, I just think San Francisco is just going to win on the line of scrimmage, and that's going to make the difference in the game. But Green Bay's playing a lot better, especially that defense. So it'll be interesting. If it comes down to Jimmy Garoppolo, we'll see if he can do it again. I think he can, but I just think San Francisco's defense is going to be able to win at the line of scrimmage. So I got KC and San Fran, but I would like to see KC and Green Bay in the Super Bowl because of the quarterback matchup, a little historic to it, a little history to it. So, but we'll see, though. I got KC and San Fran.
If the Packers were to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, this time it'll be sold out.
Exactly. And those State Farm commercials will be very happy.
The first one wasn't sold out.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Miami.
So it'll be warm. It's not indoors, though.
No. Hard Rock Stadium is, the seats are all covered, but the field is exposed.
You know, I made the ticket counters, you know, the stainless steel cash tables for Joe Robbie Stadium.
Oh, how about that? The one time I was in there, I did the Orange Bowl.
I also made the brackets to hold all the windows at Soldier Field in Chicago. Oh,
only drove past that one. Never been in it.
Yeah. That's my claim to sports fame. That's about it. So
the Orange Bowl, I mean, I was there for the equivalent of two games. We went on the air as triple overtime. We went on the air at 6:30, and we're off the air at 2 a.m.
Holy moly, I remember that.
We were on for 7.5 hours. Jack and I look at each other. We're done. We're exhausted.
How's the basketball team doing?
Tough stretch. They got to as high as 20th in the country. They've lost three in a row, so they got a big
follow on ESPN. They don't give all the scores anymore. You know?
I know.
They're too busy talking about Conor McGregor and the Cowboy.
Conor McGregor, the guy. McGregor hasn't won anything in 3.5 years. 3.5 years, no wins. 3.5 years, zero wins.
I know.
It's a big matchup.
Fighter in the world. I think the old man beat him up in the bar, too.
Remember that
old guy he punched out in the bar? Yeah. I think the guy got a couple shots in on him, too.
Well, I think McGregor's claiming he won that one. But, I mean, other than that, they keep going with all these, and it's big, it's this, that. It's nothing. The guy does nothing but lose.
He's always in trouble. I think Cowboy's going to knock him out. Be honest with you.
Dick Girardi and I are in Minnesota Thursday morning, yesterday morning. It's 10 below, so we're not venturing outside. Right? And there's no sound in the M Club on the TV. And all of a sudden, the Cowboy, Conor McGregor. Dick says, oh, because the Cowboy's wearing a hat. He goes, I'm picking the Cowboy. I said, why are you picking him? He says, no idea. I know nothing about this.
Oh, he's a lot bigger. No, there's no McGregor, anything about it. Number one. But number two, I think he's going to kick him in the head and knock him out. I think he's going to win with a kick to the head. So,
I mean, I don't get the appeal.
I watched some of it, not that much, but he's a good fighter, Cowboy.
I mean, the only thing I know about it is Matt has said that his son Luke is never going to do it. So
you could, I can definitely assure you of that.
No kicking in the head.
No kicking in the head and no kicking below the waist.
No, exactly. Unless totally necessary.
And just as a side note, we're contractually obligated to mention Lisa does all the work. So
yes, exactly. She appreciates that.
Oh, yeah. But you see, he's already turned to me. Have you seen the picture of Luke with Matt watching the Eagles in the playoffs? He's got him dressed all
in Eagles
garb. Oh. In fact, the Eagles haven't won a game since he was born.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, but that's not fair. That's playoffs.
Yeah, but see, you can take any stat. You can take any stat and you can turn it anything you want. The Eagles have done nothing to lose since the kid was born.
I blame it on Clowney.
You blame it on Clowney.
It's your son's fault they're cheating in baseball. We got it all figured out now. Look at all that's happened since he was born.
Yeah, the Red Sox were never in trouble until Luke was born. What's this deal?
See, I like that. He'll be in his Yankees gear sooner or later.
Yeah, there you go. Now that's a good kid. Oh, big time. Look, Yankees.
Guess what?
What
none
if
of his
Yankees
team
are in it too. Oh my God! You know.
You know what?
Then they got a real. Then they got baseball is going to take such a dive if there's another half dozen teams involved in this. People will be what's going on? You know.
You know what's? You
is
know
there
what's
any
interesting?
Control in your sport at all?
But you know what's
and then
interesting?
The fact that you can't touch the players makes it even worse.
Right.
You know.
But you know what's interesting? Is that this is all a byproduct of putting instant replay in.
Yep.
Because what's happening is that these teams are alleged to use the home team replay booth and their views in the hometown replay booth to do all this.
Don't you as a player feel awful? I mean, how are you, Houston? Don't you feel dirty when you win the World Series? Because you know you cheated?
Well, actually, they give you this giant ring. It kind of takes the edge off.
Yeah, but it would take away from me. I would be like, man, we cheated. We didn't deserve it, you know?
Well, we didn't deserve to have Brooke on our team, but we still had her, and we thank her for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was so good to be on today.
Thank you, Brooke.
Nice to meet you, Brooke.
Yes, you too.
See you, Kev.
Good luck.
Thanks.